Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I've saw your pretty face. A 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
'90s and more for Elk Mound, 105.7 CFW.
You're about, and they say the sky's the limit, and to me this means
save up to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with our new Chippewa Valley Big Deal Store. From food and dining to home improvement, pets, personal care, and lots more, save big at WCFW.FM. Just click on the Big Deals banner. Chippewa Valley Big Deals at WCFW.FM.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me, oh, now go, walk out. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Saw him dancing there by the wreck of a ship. I knew he must have been about 17. Play my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.
105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when,
1057 CFW.
Used to daydream in that small town, another boy and woman. small town, and people let me be just what I want to be. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
New sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking applicants for the Wolf Advisory Committee. According to a press release, the advisory committee will be tasked with implementing the Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan approved in 2023. The agency is looking to fill 10 stakeholder seats with 2 applicants from 5 stakeholder categories. Those categories include hunting and trapping, agricultural and ranching, environmental, and conservation science and education. Applications for the committee will be accepted until May 4th. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. A Chetek man accused of making a terrorist threat against the Barron County Sheriff's Department has been found guilty by a jury. According to court documents, 35-year-old Matthew Gade was charged over a year ago after a detective received a message from him saying if the county touched his child support check, he would, quote, make world news. He also allegedly had a previous court record of making comments about killing law enforcement officers. He was found guilty in a one-day trial on Monday and is scheduled for sentencing in June. The Menominee School Board voted to close down Downsville Elementary School at the end of the school year. The school board voted 6-3 this week in favor of closing the school after persistent struggles with staffing and declining enrollment. Officials say less than 10 students were enrolled for kindergarten at the school for the 2025-2026 school year. School board officials say the closure will not result in layoffs and staff will be transferred to different roles in the district. The school board is also looking for public input on what to do with the building. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
CFW.
And more. 105.7 CFW.
hear the drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.